Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Well, that's all right. We'll just get it going here. I don't know if they can hear it.
Oh,
no. No, they can't.
No one
they
can hear it.
Either. So we, you know what? It's a Friday acoustic intro.
Yes.
That's what we're doing right now. It's an acoustic intro.
It's an acoustic Friday.
Into a bit of the folk and a little bluegrass. Laura's been influencing our show. That's what's happening. Good morning, everybody. Hope y'all are having a great start to your day. Welcome to the Sunrise Show. Hour two, Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bunch of great music and good things to get to, Seth, for today. We're going to talk about our schedule, some of the great DJs, and some of the great stuff that people have to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's get into some country music news. Cody Johnson has never been afraid of the country life. He's proven that on many occasions and seems to be one of the real deals. Well, if you didn't know, Cody grew up in Texas riding bulls.
Oh.
Now he's bringing things full circle when he headlines the Hondo Rodeo Fest in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Festival is taking place between November 7th and the 9th this year. We'll feature artists like Jason Aldean, John Party, Riley Green, Treaty Oak Revival, and Nickelback.
Okay, one of these things is not like the other, but hey, you know.
There's so many things that we could say to that.
Oh, goodness.
Nickelback at a rodeo. That I did not see coming.
No.
This has been a crazy morning, and we've had a lot going on.
Some power out. And
that is the craziest part of the morning so far.
Yeah.
Nickelback at a rodeo. Okay. All right. That's cool.
Sure, there's some fans there.
But see, unlike a Nickelback, although I'd like to see Nickelback do this, Cody won't be just singing. Cody will actually be roping in the rodeo competition himself.
Wow.
So if you go to the Hondo Rodeo Fest, you can watch Cody compete in the rodeo and then listen to him sing as well, which is...
I just hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the one thing. It's easy to get hurt at rodeos, but oof.
To me, that is one of the cooler things I've heard, honestly. I have not heard of any artist doing
something
like this
real.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And how good that Zach got a feel for him. I know we said full circle, and that could be a little bit of an overused term, but talk about full circle.
Right.
It's really cool.
It's going back to his roots. There. That's very cool.
Tip of the cowboy hat to you, Mr. Johnson. And so this was a good one. And a weird one, too, actually. Did you know that Zach Top and Shaboozey are nominated for New Artist of the Year at the CMAs for the second year in a row? Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. Zach earned a nomination last year, then returned this year with five total nods, including New Artist of the Year again. And Shaboozey, same exact thing, getting back-to-back nominations for New Artist of the Year.
Okay.
CMA defines the category as recognizing, quote, the most significant creative growth and development in overall consumption or chart activity, live performance, and or national media recognition related to the launch of their career.
Boy, that's wordy. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean?
How about you came out in the last year?
Or they changed the name of the category from new artist to most, I don't want to say most improved artist. That doesn't sound really
something
good.
Something like that ain't so bad.
But, you know, something different. You know,
better than that.
Artist of the future or something. I don't know. Something better than that, yeah.
And here's the catch. Artists can be nominated twice for a new artist as long as they haven't actually won the award. Now, I will give them that. At least they did that. I mean, can you imagine winning Best New Artist? I don't know if that would really help your career. I feel like that would be like a real, like, get in your head a little bit almost.
It would. Yeah. It's like, doesn't anyone know me yet?
Yeah. So if someone breaks out 1 year but doesn't take home the win, they could still come back the following year, I guess. Besides Shaboozey and Zach, other nominees are Tucker Wetmore, Stephen Wilson Jr., and Ella Langley.
Okay.
Stephen is 46 years old. Ella is well established already. So is Tucker the only really... I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe he'll win by default just because he's the actual true new artist, right?
Well,
yeah.
Here's one thing that the CMAs and Whiskey Riff, and I don't see a lot of people mentioning. We've been talking a lot since we've been doing this show about, man, these rising stars in country music, Chris Stapleton, Lainey Wilson, some of these individuals. That was 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
know, and I don't know who the person is that I can say is next to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, you know, Elle Langley's been talked about a little bit more lately and everything, but I wouldn't say on the level of Elaney or Chris Stapleton or something like that. Luke Combs took the world by storm, but again, that was a couple of years ago. Who is the new, an actual new country artist? I don't know. Maybe it is Tucker Wetmore. I don't know.
Well, that makes an interesting point here, because if they're doing two artists that have already been nominated, that doesn't look good.
No.
For your, you know, and then nothing against, you know, Stephen Wilson Jr., you know.
No.
He's 46. He's been in the business, I'm sure, for a very long time.
It's cool to see him get it.
But again, where's the young stars, man? Yeah. Where are they?
And I wonder, because we just saw we are and I don't know where we are at in it, because you never know where these things are going to end.
Right.
But this rise of country music again, you know, that we saw back when we were kids in high school in the 90s.
We sure did, yeah.
And some of these, we've been seeing that last 3 or 4 years. I don't know if that's, you know, dipping downwards the other direction or not.
It happens. It comes in waves. It really does.
Honestly, from what I know of country music fans, they're fine with that. They would be fine with that. I don't know that country music fans, your real diehard fans, want it in the mainstream. I don't know that that's the case. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me. 423-1055. But the ones that I know, I think that they really have pushed
like
back
niche,
on a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I get that. Trust me. I get that. It's my wheelhouse. I get it. Let's play one of the better new artists of the last, I don't know, couple of years.
I
don't
I know. Guess.
He's been doing this for a while, man. This is his second hit. Here's Shaboozy for you on the Sunrise Show, 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Here's some good news.
Bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little. 105.5 WIRI. Marshfield's home for country favorites and classics.
Just push play, not everybody's first verse sounds the same, but we all get born and we all get raised, whether it's some boondocks or Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16, slow roll big time and on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans, if you bought them that way or not. Turn it up. Better cooking than the mother. Who ain't got a story to tell, and who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along.
Yeah.
at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
Three 30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's
she rushes out to hold him. Thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Was it a little on the nose to play Garth Brooks "When the Thunder Rolls" today? Maybe, but we had to do it.
We had to do it.
Yeah. I want to take a look at our day in country music history for this September 12th, and we got some great birthdays to mention. Born on this day in 1931 in Saratoga, Texas, George Jones.
Ooh.
Mr. Glasses himself. That's as a little kid, that's what I was like. He's got the glasses. The country music singer who has scored more than 150 hits during his career, 150, both as a solo artist and, of course, with duets. So many amazing stories about George Jones over the years.
Yep.
You could spend a lot of time on the nicknames, the no-show Jones, and some of those things, some of the marriages and all of this.
Yep.
I think we're fortunate at this point in history, we get a chance to look at the complete arc of the man's life. And it's pretty cool to see where he went and the things that he did and the accountability he had for his life.
That's right.
I don't think that gets talked about a lot with George Jones. Never shied away from anything he did, but owned, you know, from what I've read and heard of him in interviews. Some of the last music he made with some of the, you know, trying different types of music and stuff. And interesting life.
Yes, and there's no question about his legacy in country music. Absolutely not.
I always like to look at it. Can you tell the story of country music with or without this person? You can't. Without George Jones.
You cannot without George Jones.
Also born on this day, Jennifer Nettles, American Country Grammy winner, country music artist, lead vocalist of the band Sugarland.
Nice.
Love her voice. Something about the way
she sings.
She
does have a great voice. Oh, my goodness.
She's just got a different way of doing singing to me. I don't know what it is.
I know she's done some duets on her own, too. And, man, she's a great compliment to a lot of singers as well.
I set this this next birthday I set up because we're going to play her song right afterwards and everything. So I knew this was coming, but it's still, I don't know why it surprised me. Born in 1993.
My God, do I feel old.
3 years before I graduated high school in Knoxville, Tennessee, was singer, songwriter Kelsey Bellinari.
Yeah.
Scored 4 number one singles on starting with her duets, her big duet single, Love Me Like You Mean It. She made her first female artist to send a debut single to the top of the chart since Carrie Underwood in 2006.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
She's a good one. Now, are they going to put her in Best New Artist?
Wait. Oh, you're going to start fights again. Stop it.
Yeah. Here she is, the birthday girl, Kelsey Bellinari. Yeah, boy. 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Yeah. about you, baby, and the way you roll. So let's put down the drop top, burn a little black top, off of that road. Baby, what we waiting on? Stars are out, the night is young. If you wanna know if I wanna go and get gone. Yeah, boy, I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy, I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm wishing your arms were wrapping me up tight.
I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we head back to September of 1988, when George Bush and Michael Dukakis were battling for the presidency, Regis and Kathy Lee went national, and Yellowstone Park was on fire. And the hot hits of the day were by Randy Travis, Eddie Raven, Rodney Crowell, Highway 101, and Kathy Mattea. We'll have them and more on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing a schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
There's always a down. First, I'm holding your hand, and we're on the boardwalk. As There's heaven right here on these streets and these docks, but the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away, and babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
As long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse. bread. That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they all so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
in hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-blown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country.
And done on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Going to do it for the show for this week. We'll be back at it on Monday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to hanging out with you. Hope you have a great weekend. We got great stuff going on, not only today, but throughout the weekend, Seth.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. We got a full Friday because we got the second cup coming up. It's from 9 to noon, which means at 10 o'clock, we've got Flashback Fridays, everybody. The top five songs from this week in history. 1968 is where we're going back this week. And then later on, from 12 to 4, you got Katie Cruz, including the new country top three. Mm-hmm. Very cool. But which brought to you by First Class Lawn Care. I almost got their name
nice.
Wrong.
Nice.
First Class Lawn Care is the sponsor of that segment now.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, very cool. Katie's going to pick the top three songs of new country, and she will play them for you. And that's every hour during her shift. We got Playmakers from 4 to 5. I'll be joining James. We'll be talking, I don't know, sports
we'll
or
something. We'll figure something out. Yeah. We'll fill the time.
Nothing to talk
There's
about.
There's nothing to talk about.
Zero to talk about. And then later on, of course, we've got high school football coming your way. Pregame at 6:50, I should say. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Mike and Randy on the call on that one. It is in Nakusa. They're taking on Wautoma, so it should be a pretty good game tonight, everyone. If you can't make it in person, we'll have it for you right here on WIRI.
Saturday and Sunday from 8 to noon, be sure to join us for the weekend. Wake up with Dottie B. Be sure to check out her Gospel Country Music Hour as well.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 o'clock on Saturday night, you got Trail Tunes with my man Seth here.
That's right.
Right after that, stick around because you will have Red Folk in Blue with Laura right afterwards.
Yeah, fantastic.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Here's some Toby Keith for you on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, see the
said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart was a minute. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shoe, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shoe, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A safe haven baby box may soon be coming to central Wisconsin thanks to the efforts of a local resident. Linda Casper lives in Grand Rapids, and she brought the idea to Jeff Penscover.
And then, of course, he knew who to connect me to.
Penscover is an older person for the city of Wisconsin Rapids and also serves on the Wood County Board of Supervisors. He connected Casper with Sue Smith. She's the Wood County Health Officer and Director of the Health Department. Smith said the idea of installing a safe haven baby box in Wood County aligns with her own beliefs.
I recall a sad situation in Wood County around 2019 with a baby being found. And if this saves one baby, it is so going to be worth the effort.
Just having the box doesn't mean it will inevitably be used to surrender an infant. Casper says when the door is opened, there's information inside that offers additional options.
They can talk to someone on the hotline. Then they can go to a police department if they feel comfortable with that, or go inside the fire department, or go to a hospital, and then they could do a face-to-face.
There are 7 baby boxes in Wisconsin, but the closest ones are in Reedsburg or Green Bay, and the rest are around Milwaukee.
It's going to serve the greater central Wisconsin area.
The proposal will come before the city council for a vote this fall.
If it fails here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're going to try for Stevens Point or Marshfield or Wausau.
Casper's team would like to make this a reality in central Wisconsin.
A baby changes everything. A lot of joy can be brought, but, you know, if that person just feels they can't do it, the option will be there for them.
Working with city officials has been rewarding, and Casper encourages others to not be afraid to share their ideas.
There's a lot of good things that can happen from a small seed.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Right now, it's 57.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
It's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on.
FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting there.
as close to you. Entire time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cool.